how to do spreadsheets, how to look at income and outcome, cash flows, revenue margins, break even points, etc. I think all these, and especially maths as well, maths helps you get good with numbers basically, and businesses from being young, studying, to business, to how to work, etc.
Making their ideas into reality.
Amazing question, and I like the way you did that, started ending the podcast the way you started it. So.
Hello and welcome to BizWiz, turning ideas into reality, the podcast where we will add a little bit of magic into your business journey, whether you're dreaming of your first startup or looking to take your business to the next level. BizWiz is here to entertain, inspire and guide you. I am your host, Aksa Essan, and together we'll explore the world of businesses like never before. From actionable strategies and expert insights to stories of success and lessons learned from failure. Each episode is designed to fuel your ambition, sharpen your skills, and empower you to make your business dreams a reality. So whether you're just starting out or scaling new heights, getting ready to unlock your potential and discover the stories behind successful businesses, welcome to BizWiz and let's embark on this exciting journey together. Hello and welcome to the very first episode of the BizWiz podcast. I'm your host, Aksa Essan, and I'm very happy to have you joining us on this exciting journey in BizWiz. We will explore a wide range of topics, advice and inspiring stories. In today's episode, we're diving into the topics of ideas into reality. Joining us is Demor Abbas. Thank you for tuning in.
Hi, my name is Temo Abbas. I am the CEO of Car Slides, which has been going on for 4 years, and Salt Range, which has been going on to 2 years now. It's lovely to be here so I can share my knowledge and help as many people as possible.
So can you tell me a bit about your background and what has inspired you to start your business?
Yes, so I think the main inspiration I got was from my father. My father's got a family business with his four other brothers, which is going on to 45 years now. And just seeing him on a day-to-day basis, going into the office, sorting out deals on the phone, I think that's where my inspiration mostly began.
So can you tell me a bit about your educational life and what did you study?
Great question. Yeah, so I moved here in 2009 to the UK from Pakistan. And when I first came here, it was all new to me, all fresh to me. I love the people, the weather, and I love just the change. I really, really admired it. I started in year four. That's where my education began, learning the language, etc., the helpful teachers. And I just really came to love everything about this new country that I was in. In terms of my education, I did, for my A-levels, I did double business, maths and IT. And I think the fact that I did double business really highlighted my enjoyment for business and made me want to work even harder and make something for myself.
So how did these topics and A-levels that you did inspire you to start your business or go into business?
Yeah, right. Another great question. Thank you for that. So I think during my A-levels, obviously, like I mentioned, I did IT, which isn't very related to the businesses that I'm doing, obviously, but it was a very good foundation. It helped me understand different programs like Excel, looking at spreadsheets, etc. And I think in a business setting, that really does come handy when you're looking at stock and when you're managing different clients, etc. So I think all these different topics, even double business, taught me how to do supply chain management, taught me how to do spreadsheets, how to look at income and outcome, cash flows, revenue margins, break even points, etc. I think all these, and especially maths as well, maths helps you get good with numbers basically, and business is all about numbers, making the right moves, making the right decisions, sourcing the right products, etc. So I think these three topics really set the foundation, built a strong foundation for me to get into this field and make me confident that I, you know what, whatever I'm doing, I can base it on my knowledge and evidence that, you know what, every decision that I'm making is in the direction. There's no perfect decisions, obviously, but you do have a rough idea that the decisions you are making are going to be successful.
So after your A-levels, did you do any further education?
Yes, so I did a bachelor's and I've done a master's. I just graduated 2 3 weeks ago from a master's, which is so I just finished my so I've done bachelor's and I've done my master's. I just graduated 2 weeks ago from my master's. For my bachelor's, I did accounting and finance again, which is money related, business management related modules. I did a bunch of them, which again solidified my foundation and gave me confidence to go into this field because it can be very risky and dangerous, and obviously it requires a lot of investment, etc. So I think my bachelor's in accounting and finance really helped me in the sense of thinking about money, thinking of how taxes and etc. work, all the different aspects that go into a business that people are not very aware of. So I think that really, really helped me. I would advise people to do a topic like that when they're going into business. They don't have to do a whole 3 years like I did. Just clarify on the foundations and everything else. Obviously, like everything else in life, you just learn as you go. And then so after that, my master's, I did that in AI and data science, which isn't as related to business, but it was very important for me to personally do this because it helped me understand where I can collect the data, what I can do with data, and different ways I can make decisions based on that data. As you know, every company, every business has thousands and thousands of different lines of data. It's just up to the company of how they can use this data and how they can make informed decisions based on this data. And I think doing this master's really helped me. Right now, I think it helps me on a day-to-day basis. I can look at where my traffic is coming from, my websites, etc. But we'll get into more of that in the future. But yeah, these are my further educations after my A levels and how they have helped me during my journey.
So you said you're the owner of Salt Range and Car Slides. So can you tell me a bit about how you came up with these ideas and how did you make it into reality?
Yeah, absolutely. Another great question. I think any idea requires research before implementing, and is based on that research on what product you think would be successful. And areas in the market where there's gaps. For me personally, when I was starting on my slides, I'll start with slides because I did start that sooner. I was looking at gaps in the market doing my research, and I found that car enthusiasts were willing to spend a bit more money compared to other consumers, where they are willing to pay a bit of extra money, even though it's a bit expensive. They're willing to put that money into to products to improve their own vehicles and improve their own journeys and their whole experience with their own personal cars. So I think once I identified that, I saw all the different types of accessories, etc. I could go into, and I found a gap with the car curtains and car blinds genre. So I went with that. I did my research. I looked at my competitive products, and I saw that the best option that people had currently was a flimsy little stick-on shade that they could put on their windows. And I thought, you know what? There's definitely places where we can innovate and bring a new idea into this and make it a success, hopefully. So I looked at the market. No one was selling the type of idea I had. And then once I found it, I actually got it manufactured in Pakistan. I actually got it manufactured abroad and brought it into the country, and it was a success.
Oh, okay, that sounds very nice and cool. So can you tell me a bit about the Salt Range one and how many years have you been?
Yeah, so the Salt Range is more like it's more of a trading company where the slide is my own personal brand. I think especially with Pink Salt, you can't really manufacture it. You have to source it and provide the best and most reliable service to people and product to people. So in terms of that, I also looked on the market, saw the customer base, saw how much people are trading it in for, etc. And I've been very blessed, like I mentioned, with my dad being in business with family for over 45 years. So using his knowledge and skill set, I was able to source a good supplier back home in Pakistan because that's where the Himalayan salt originates from. So the idea really started from there. I reached out to a few companies who were already selling, gave them a rough price idea of what I would be charging, and we started trading from there. And it was a great success.
How did you start with this idea of Salt Range?
Yeah, good question again. So, I saw that my mother actually, she used to cook with the pink Himalayan salt, and she used to tell me like, look, this is sauce from Pakistan. It's so healthy for you, all the benefits from it. So from that, really, I did more research and I saw, look, why are people choosing to use this pink Himalayan salt over normal table salt? So then from that, I came up with the different sort of stories of how I'd be able to basically how people would benefit from replacing their normal table salt that they're using at their own homes with this pink Himalayan salt. Obviously benefits like 45 extra minerals, benefits like less cholesterol, less health problems, other benefits like it relaxes your muscles, it's good for muscle replenishment, just many different benefits that people could get from this product. So, and it's all about making sure your clients understand the services that you can offer and how it can improve their life.
So, how did you get customers, and what social media or channels did you use to get the customers?
Yeah, again, another excellent question. So I think when it comes to marketing and finding customers, there's so many ways and someone can market and make their product reach customers. And I think this is something that people do struggle with at the beginning, finding the right avenue for them to market, which is the most cost effective and delivers the most amount of results. So, when it comes to customers, I had to research many different type of ways. Not every business has every business doesn't have the same sort of marketing strategy. Even with the two businesses I have, with Salt Range and Carslides, they both use totally different ways of marketing, and ways to reach customers. So it is quite difficult to begin with to figure out what's the best method for you, to reach your customers. But again, we'll get more further into that in the future, later on in the past podcast. But again, we'll discuss that a bit later on. But yeah, it's really important for people to understand that marketing is there's millions of ways you can market a product, but you have to figure out the right way for you and begin somewhere and get results.
So there's a lot of people out here who struggle with marketing and budgeting. So what can you say about that?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think marketing is some people struggle with the mo with a lot. And I think asking people for help, and speaking to as many people as you can about the marketing, the right method for you. And along with that, I think you should definitely not be afraid to start things. Obviously, marketing budgets, they end up costing a lot of money, and trying all the different things can be very scary for someone who's first starting off. So it's always important to just brush up on your own knowledge, see how people are marketing. And you can always just do your own little small little tests, which don't cost you a lot of money at all. And once you can see that something is working and something is going right, maybe then you could think about investing more money into it, growing your team, having social media managers, etc., in the way you market. So I think to begin with, there's a lot of cheap ways you can do. I think personally, the way I started was through Facebook marketing. This is for slides. Basically, I had to edit pictures and videos myself, create a posting history of 1 month. Then I actually ran my own marketing strategy where I used different hashtags and aimed my product towards different genres like families, car enthusiasts, etc., and see which marketing strategy worked for me, marketing campaign worked for me. And when I saw that, look, this is actually working, I've set a budget of £20 for this month, and I'm actually is turning into leads, and people are clicking onto my website due to this. That's when I thought, you know what, this method really does work, and I invested more money into it and gradually increased my sales from there.
So, was there any ways, did you get any funding, or did someone help you with the financial issues and money?
Yeah, so like I mentioned before, every company starting off has, especially if someone who's going into it for the first time, will be worried about how much money they're spending, the budgeting, etc. I think it's important for people to understand that businesses aren't stood overnight. You need to work on them daily, even if you're putting a few hours on it aside from your 9 to 5, which is quite important. That's how I really started. I was doing a 9 to 5, saving my money bit by bit and investing my time and money into the business wherever I could. And then once that started giving results and I was earning more from my business than my work, that's when I decided to make the move. So it's important for everyone to understand that it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take time, and they need to be slow and confident with all the decisions that they make. They need to take as much time as they need, and they need to plan everything out. I think that's the most important. Aside from that, aside from my own personal savings while working in the 9 to 5, just very recently the government have issued out, I'm not sure in for the rest of the UK, but especially Bradford, after COVID-19, they saw that just before COVID-19 and during COVID-19, thousands and thousands, hundreds and thousands of businesses, new businesses shut down. So to amend this, they basically gave out grants and are looking for new startup businesses. So they saw that a lot more companies were closing down during COVID than there are new businesses being formed after COVID. So they are actually offering a lot of grants to new and upcoming businesses, and yeah, I basically ended up applying. I had to send in a business story, and they approved it. They liked what I was doing, and they actually helped me fund a few of the starting initial conversations that I got put in front of, from big car hire companies, big rental companies, to even taxis. So they actually funded me to be in front of people like this, speak to them. Any sort of initial investment I required, like branding, going into markets, etc., they were very, very helpful. So it's always helpful and useful to see what sort of grants and funding the government are offering for new businesses, and always ask for help, because really the government are there to make an economical boost in the specific country, the city that the body is functioning for. So it's always in their best interest to help you wherever they can. So I think it's definitely very important for people to do their research on this as well, and see if this is something that maybe they can get into.
So about the government funding, how did you find out?
Yeah, so good question. So the way I found out was basically when I was applying for licensing, because obviously you need different sort of licensing to import, export, and basically sell goods in the UK. I managed to just ask the right questions. I think it never hurts to ask questions to others. So when I was on the phone to the licensing person, I randomly asked a question, which led me on to him sending me a few pages, doing more research, leading onto the government website, reading, and then finding these grants. So I think it's always important to ask more questions wherever you can to people who you think have that bit of knowledge.
Oh, okay, well, thank you for the help, because there's many people out here who would definitely need help for the government funding. So, aside from this, you said you manufactured your business, slides business abroad, so can you tell me a bit about that?
Yeah, so obviously I saw the gap in the market, and I thought definitely there could be a product that could replace this. And I just thought, you know what, what's a good solution for this? Looked at other products, how the mechanisms, etc., worked in that. And I came up with this idea, which is basically two rails, one at the top, one at the bottom, with double-sided tape at the bottom, acrylic tape at the bottom to give it sturdiness, and fit for purpose bespoke curtains that would slide into the railings that basically allow people to open and close them, adding buttons on the side. So the whole process took me around six to five months. I was blessed to have a very good team in Pakistan giving them my feedback, and just learning from them different ways that how they'd be able to implement things, and basically just listen to others, believe in yourself, and have communication with your team to ensure that everything is going smoothly. And yeah, that's how it began. We had a few prototypes made, we tested a few prototypes, and that's where it began from. At the end of the day, the whole costing of it, the main costing was the acrylic tape and the rails, and then the manufacturing of the curtains. So three components, we put them together in a way that is smart, helpful, easy, And that's how it all began. I feel like a lot of people, when it comes to innovation, etc., they overcomplicate things and they get too worried about all the different types of components and features that it could have. So it's important to people for people to just realize, look, not everything is complicated. There is an easier solution to most things. You just got to be switched on, you just got to think straight, and you just got to have constructive communications with others where you can learn things and you can share your knowledge.
So can you share the story behind the name of your companies?
Yeah, so the name was not very important for me personally. The name can be anything really, it just needs to be product related. Obviously Salt Range, because we have a range of products and we sell specialize in pink Himalayan salt, so that name really made sense to me. And the Slides is a car blind company where you can basically attach some car blinds and you can open and close them at will. Don't have to take them off, no storage needed, etc. So from the railings where you slide the curtains, I think that is what stuck with me, and I kept the name with Slides, Car Slides.
How did you deal with the social media side and promoting your Car Slides?
Yeah, so another good question. So the promotion and the marketing for the Car Slides, like I mentioned, was a lot different to the salt. I think I mentioned salt and how I got product for that, how I got customers for that. And I also did mention a bit about the Slides, but the different ways of marketing for each, let me just put into this perspective for you. So for the salt range, obviously that's a trader business. The most amount of sales we get from that for that business is business to business, which means that my business is trading directly with other businesses, which is different to how I'm doing with Slides, which is B2C, which is business to customer. So the main differences with that is, from business to business, you end up getting away with doing a lot of bulk orders and basically large stock tradeovers, whereas business to customers is where you're selling individual units, one to two units of a product, and it's just, that's where it differentiates. I think it was a lot easier for me personally to do business to business, obviously just setting up meetings, showing my products, showing the quality of it and the amount of price I can offer. I think that's a lot easier when it comes to marketing, finding customers, compared to the Car Slides of when I'm doing marketing on my social medias like Facebook, and I'm doing search engine optimization on Google. I had to end up getting a whole different team that manages all that. And I think that really did help me, having a team there that could help me do my marketing, that could help me do my search engine optimization on page and off page. And it was all up to me with managing the different sort of tasks that are available and allocating the right people for the right tasks.
So during that process, did you have any downfalls or any failures?
Yeah, absolutely. So I wanted to really, when I first started, I think I, so these are my two successes that I've been telling you about, the Salt Range and the Car Slides, but these successes weren't overnight. I actually had many failures before this, and I think my failures were more due to me being excited and wanting to sell a product which I thought would be amazing for people and would help a lot of people, without doing the research on the product first, seeing who needs it and ways it can benefit people. So I think that's where some of my products would have failed, is because I wanted to introduce them into the market without doing my own research. So that highlights the importance of doing research, seeing the genre, seeing the market, and seeing the gap in the market as well, before beginning with the idea. I actually ended up investing a lot of money in marketing and development of a product before, which was a fitness, a wearable, but that market was very competitive, and it just didn't end up working out. So like I mentioned, it's very important to do your research before making anything a reality. I think that's something I struggled with at the start as well.
So how did you deal with the failure? And what did you do to keep positive or keep going?
Yeah, so it's important for everyone to understand you're not going to be successful in your first attempt, okay? You're going to have many failures, but it's all about getting back up and keep on going. I think that is the most important thing for people. When it comes to business, there's a lot of hard decisions that you got to make when it comes to your business, different type of avenues and etc. you can take. So it's just very important for people to make well-informed decisions, reach out to others, get as much advice as possible, speak to as many people as you can, yeah, just getting feedback from others, and just make sure the decisions you're making are based on the questions that you're making are based on research instead of your own thoughts and feelings.
Okay, so how do you balance work life and personal life? How did you balance that?
I am still trying to figure that out, obviously, my personal life and work life. I think ever since I've left my 9 to 5, I can focus a lot on more on my business. And aside from that, I think a lot of networking is very important. You can't sit there and expect to do every single aspect of a business. You need to focus on the things that you need to focus on, and you should hand over the tasks to others. For example, you need to maybe have a marketing person or a social media handler, stuff like this. So just don't try to do everything at once. Obviously, at the start, you will need to try to just to do everything yourself. But eventually, when you get to a stage where you can, you should distribute the tasks evenly amongst others, and ensure everyone's on the right page. And you need to be able to manage it. I think that's the easiest and the best way for businesses and new up and coming businesses. Yes.
So to summarize this, what are the top three tips or advice you would give to someone who's willing to start a business or making their ideas into reality?
Amazing question, and I like the way you did that. Started ending the podcast the way you started it. So yeah, no, I think I've mentioned a lot of things during this whole conversation we've had, and to summarize, I think the top three advice from for people who are starting new businesses. I think number one is to expect to fail. You're gonna fail. You're gonna need to get up. You're gonna need to dry them tears. You're gonna need to do your research and go again. I think you need failures to be successful. Even if you are successful straight away, you won't learn your lesson until you fail. So every failure teaches you something new, and it's very important to fail. Aside from that, I think it's very number two would be it's very important to understand that you can communicate with other people. You can talk to people, you can learn from them, and you can share your own thoughts on this. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to ask for help, and just ask as many questions. It won't hurt you to ask more questions, but it will be a loss of information if you don't ask them questions. So it's important for you to ask questions. So number three, I think that which is the most important would be to actually learn everything that you're doing yourself, even if that's on a very small scale. Which is, I'll give you another example. Like as mentioned before, would be the different ways you can do social media marketing, different sort of advertisement campaigns, etc. You just need to learn the basics of it. So when you are doing it, or you have a team that's doing it, you understand everything. You understand the different processes and how they intertwine, how they help. Just for your own understanding of how all your business flow is going, and you have a good understanding of everything. So, just to summarize, I think the third most important thing, which can be the most important thing, would be to be confident in the decisions you are making, to be well informed and do your research, and have a team that's there to help you. Even if that's family, then great. If that's your friends, that's great. If you have to hire people, then that's also great. You always need to be communicating, be good at communicating, sharing ideas, and be confident in the decisions you make.
That's perfect. Thank you. So, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your incredible insights and
Yeah, no, I
advice.
had a great time. Thank you for having me.
It has been an absolute pleasure to having you on the show.
Amazing.
And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in to BizWiz. We hope you found today's episode as inspiring and informative as we did. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on YouTube and leave us an review. Also, don't forget to leave comments about any questions you have, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Yeah, I would love to go through these comments and maybe reply. I'll definitely go and reply to some of the comments of people, that the questions that people have. And yeah, I really do appreciate you giving me the platform and let me speak to the public and maybe help at least one person on their journey.
You're most welcome, and stay tuned for the next episode lined up, where we'll be diving into the financial issues. And goodbye for now.
Lovely. Goodbye.